Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the NAFCD meeting, the National Association of Floor Covering Distributors, and I'm with Jeff Hamer with Gallagher. Jeff, how you doing?
Doing great this morning, Kemp.
You've had tremendous growth, up to about $175 million, and being in the distribution business and growing that fast, because I believe just 4 years ago, you were about $95 million, so that's an 84% growth. How do you explain that kind of rapid growth?
Well, here's three or four things. One is California economy is certainly coming back, but not anywhere to that degree. I think the biggest reason we really changed the business. We aren't doing what we did in 2000, 2005. We came up with kind of a whole new business plan, looking at new product segments. We kind of looked at where the market really is and where it's going, not where it's been or where we'd like it to be. So a lot more focus on high-end residential, a lot more focus on property management, a lot more focus in some commercial niches, a lot more focus on how we can take products to some specific customers, not only in our region, but maybe even throughout the United States. And then I think the other big part is how can we drive more business, not directly to the consumer or the contractor, but through a showroom situation or through our online presence to create demand for Gallagher products. And that's worked really well as well. So it's just a combination of things that I think have all coalesced together to really create a dynamic organization that really is certainly outpacing, I think, the industry as a whole.
Now, let me cut this up into pieces. First off, let me just brag one more minute. I mean, if you look at the other distributors in the top 25, you are by far the fastest growing distributor in the business. That's why I want our listeners to know this, because some of your strategies are worth taking note of. So one of them is you're sourcing overseas. Tell us now how much of your products that you sell are sourced from outside of the U.S.
Well, we think that there was a big shift in the last 10 years from products being produced domestically in the United States under a U.S. branded product to where as a consumer concerned a little bit less on brand, it was more on product pricing, service quality, things like that. So it really opened up, the shift away from U.S. produced products opened up when the whole world kind of became exposed to us as a possible source of supply. So we're getting product from about 15 different countries now. 8 or 9 of those are direct relationships that we have. And many are under our Reward or Monarch or our Sequoia brands. We actually have 4 brands of product. Mm-hmm. The rest is branded products from other countries. So I would think that we're probably north of 50% of our sales now are products that are imported to the United States. And now close to 40% are products that are under Gallagher brands. Which is certainly very different than we've ever been before. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big part of the success as well.
All right. So private labels, sourcing from overseas, and sourcing, in other words, custom products that you don't have to compete with other people on. And then the other thing you just mentioned is your channel strategy. You're opening these centers where consumers can actually come in and shop directly from you, right?
Well, we don't sell directly, but in San Francisco, we've got a extremely high-end, really well-designed and laid-out showroom. And it's busy all the time with designers, with high-end homeowners, with contractors bringing their homeowners in. And what it does, it gives us access to the project at a much earlier point than we normally would get it at. So we're involved almost from the conception phase in terms of these people working with what they want in their home. And that's been a huge boon to us, and it's given us an ability to really touch people much earlier in the process, which has been very helpful.
Another strategy you have is diversity of products. So out of that $175 million in annual sales, how much of that is flooring?
Well, it's all flooring or foiling related, and we do sell a fair amount of adhesives and underlayment products and braces and finishes and things like that. But flooring is certainly north of 80% of what our total flooring sales are.
So to those U.S. major firms, the Shaw, the Mohawk, the Tarquettes, the Armstrongs, what is your advice to them as far as what they need to do to recapture your business?
Well, I think they have to understand where the market is and what the consumer demand is for. Frankly, in the last 6 or 7 or 8 years, you look at what had been really innovated. I mean, LVT initially as an offshore kind of product. You look at the WPC, that's now being basically produced in Asia. You look at what's happened with, I mean, these wood grain ceramic tiles. Those have largely come from offshore manufacturers. On the wood side of it, it's like the European wide width, longer length plank, which is certainly, it's a huge part of our growing business. There's no manufacturer that can make that in the United States. That has to be sourced from either Asia or Europe. So I think it's having the investment in the capacity, the equipment, the style design people to understand where the global markets are going and then have products in place that can meet that demand those consumers are creating.
You mentioned one product that you can't get in this country, and that's a white oak, and you're sourcing that from overseas as well, right?
Well, we get a very complicated supply chain that we actually source a lot of unfinished European oak from factories in Poland. We also bring a fair amount in from Indonesia, Malaysia, and Vietnam. So on the Asian side, they literally are exporting European lumber from Poland, France, Germany, places like that, to Southeast Asia, where they're essentially making the product, milling the product, you know, in most instances finishing the product, and then shipping it to the United States. So it's a multi-step process, but it's done in a very efficient way in very high-quality factories, and the products, frankly, are exceptional in quality and have this really unique design characteristics using some new staining technologies that are being very well received, particularly by the upper and the high end of the market.
Now, one of the things you've done is you do some of the finishing work on some of these products in your own facility, right?
We do. We have our own custom factory, actually a couple of facilities now, where we take a piece of wood that's already been manufactured with a tongue and a groove on it, and then we can do a combination of texturing techniques, either hand scraping it, wire brushing it, creating unique kind of side bevels and things like that. And then we have a complete pre-finish line that's equal to what any U.S. manufacturer would have. Maybe not the capacity because of the width of the line, but we can put reactive stains on it. We can put oil stains. We can put water-based stains. We can put UV reactive stains, and then either oil or urethane finishes. And it's running basically two shifts a day. And what we found is at the high end of the market, where historically people would have done a job site sand and finish, in today's speeded up process to get these houses finished, the flooring contractors, the designers, and even the general contractors would much rather install hardwood flooring that's pre-finished and ready to go. And because we can create really that custom floor to design, there's the exact specification, we become the perfect avenue to get that product to that consumer. So that business has been fantastic, and it's growing almost beyond what we can handle. It's really been very strong the last year, 18 months.
So you've been growing about 15 to 18% a year for the last 4 years, and you enjoy that pace of growth. Where is your next growth going to come from? Spending money and opening these centers across California?
Well, we've got 19 branch locations, which really have worked very well. They're generally cash positive within a pretty short period of time. So we think we've identified 6 or 7 additional locations where we can put branch operations within our current footprint. We're looking at broadening our product offering to get into some more accessory-type products. So we've looked at some other areas that we can do in terms of going more deeply into some certain product categories. So we've got a pretty aggressive 4 or 5 year plan for the next 3 or 4 years that I think will continue to allow us to grow at certainly above market rates and kind of meet the expectations that we set, which is a pretty high bar. But we've got a lot of really, you know, terrific people that are working very hard to implement this plan and meet the demand that we think is really still out there.
How big is your operation from a personnel standpoint?
Well, we've got over 300 people at Gallagher right now, and the manufacturing components probably has close to 50 people on a full-time basis.
All right. Well, congratulations on your growth, and appreciate you spending time with us. Again, been talking to Jeff Hamer, who's a partner with Gallagher, a distributor based in California, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.